memory verses recently, haven't we? So can anyone tell me memory verses that you remember? Do you know any?
As for God, his way is perfect. Psalm 18, verse 30.
Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone.
Yep. Anyone else? Got another one?
To others, to you.
Yep. Anyone else? No? Okay, so today we're going to learn letter J, or J, for some of you. So that verse reads, if it will come up, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Does anybody want to say that? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. So Ruth's going to tell you a bit about that.
That's great. Thanks very much, Amy. Wow, another verse. Pressure's on. I am so impressed that you can learn all these verses. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Can anyone who's really, really smart tell me what day yesterday was? Yes, Abigail. Saturday, exactly. So that was yesterday. And what day is today? Anybody else know? Yes, Nate.
Sunday.
Sunday, exactly. So that means that Jesus Christ is the same on Saturday as he is on Sunday. Now, forever. That's a whole other problem, isn't it? That's not just Saturday and Sunday. Forever is every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, every Saturday, and every Sunday that there will ever be or that there ever has been. Do you know what that verse is really simply telling us? It's telling us that Jesus never changes. But you know, sometimes that can be difficult to understand, can't it? That Jesus never changes because, well, we change, don't we? We change all the time. Hands up here, who is the same now as when they were a little baby? Have you changed? Abby, you've changed, haven't you? You've gotten bigger. Well, this morning, I have got some photographs with me this morning to prove to you all that people change. Now, the first photograph that I've got up, if you have it up on the screen, that photograph is of Michael Sutherland. You see, do you remember a few weeks ago, Neil, when you went up into the big people and you asked them, did they know their verses? Do you remember that? And you handed the mic to Michael Sutherland and in front of the whole church and anybody who's listening online and his mother-in-law who was over visiting, Michael had to admit that he hadn't learned a single one of all of the memory verses that you guys had been learning so well. So I thought we would start off with a few photographs of Michael just to give him a gentle reminder that he needs to learn his memory verses. So this is Michael. Look, he's changed, hasn't he? He started off as a little baby, and then he got older, and he went to primary school, and he got himself a lovely haircut, and he got bigger and bigger. He didn't stay the same. And then he went to high school, and he got a passport photograph, and he got older. But everybody can see that Michael has changed. He's not the same yesterday and today and forever. I've got another photograph up here. Do you know, Amy's sitting beside me here and she was no idea this was going to happen. This is Amy. Amy was a little baby. And then she changed too. She didn't stay the same. No one stays the same. She got older and she went to primary school. And then she kept changing, kept growing up. And then she went to high school. And Amy's sitting here this morning and you can see that Amy doesn't stay the same. I've got a final set of photographs as well. Can anyone guess who that little baby is when she comes up? That's me. That's me. That's me when I was just a little baby. You see, I'm not the same, am I? I'm not a wee baby anymore with a wee blue dress on. No, I grew up. I went to primary school. I got blonde crimped hair. And then I got even older and I was about 9 or 10. And I kept changing. And you can see me. I'm sitting here in front of you now and you can see that I am not the same as I was in those photographs. And if I was to put up a photograph of any of you, you could see that you have all changed. But you know, it's not just how we look that changes, it's how we are that changes. Now, hands up here, who likes mushrooms? Is there anybody who really doesn't like mushrooms? Oh, join the club. See, when I was your age, I hated mushrooms. Oh my goodness. There is no way anybody on this earth, my mum, my dad, my granny, anybody could ever have forced me to eat a mushroom. Oh, they were just disgusting. But I've changed. Because do you see now? I love mushrooms. I'll eat raw mushrooms. I'll eat cooked mushrooms. I'll eat battered mushrooms. Because I'm a different person. But you see, I'm not like Jesus. I'm not the same yesterday, today, and forever. But there's two things I want us to learn about Jesus this morning that never, ever change. Just two, because Graham told me to keep it short this morning, so we're only going to go for two. Now, I need a volunteer. Somebody come up here. Okay, Ethan, up you come. Hands up first. Ethan, will you put on this crown for me and stand up on the stage so everybody can see you? Up you go. Good man. Now, what sort of a person wears a crown? Yes, Ethan. A king, exactly. The first thing I want us to remember this morning is that you're a very good king, Ethan, is that Jesus is king, okay? And that will never, ever change. Jesus has been king yesterday, he is king today, and he will be king forever. And that means that Jesus is completely in control of everything. Do you know, boys and girls, sometimes bad things happen. Sometimes they happen to us. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes they happen to our brothers and sisters. Sometimes they happen to other people. And we think, oh no, maybe Jesus has lost his crown. Maybe Jesus isn't king anymore. But that's not true. Because Jesus cannot change. And so Jesus is king. And he will always be king. And that will never change. Because something else as well about Jesus that will never change. I need another volunteer. You come up, Neve. Can you hold this for me? No? Okay, somebody else. Okay, Naomi, come up and hold this for me, please. Will you hold it up high so everybody can see it? Great. I've got a heart, because that reminds us of love, doesn't it? And something else about Jesus that will never change is that Jesus loves us. Do you know, boys and girls, Jesus loved you yesterday. He loves you today. And he will love you every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, every Saturday, and every Sunday that there will ever be. Isn't that amazing? Do you know, sometimes we do bad things, don't we? Hands up here who's ever done anything wrong. Oh, some people not with their hands up, some people not being honest. We've all done wrong things, haven't we? Sometimes we're nasty to people. Sometimes we don't do what our mum and dad say. Sometimes we take other people's stuff. And after we've done it, we just feel like, oh no, that was really silly. Oh, that was really bad. Maybe that means that Jesus doesn't love me anymore. So boys and girls, that's not true. Because Jesus cannot change. And there is nothing so bad that you can do that means that Jesus doesn't love you anymore. Because Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. That means that you never have to worry in your whole life about waking up some morning and thinking that Jesus doesn't love you anymore. Because he will love you every single day. So you remember two things Jesus is? King. And Jesus loves us. Exactly. Will we say the verse together with the big people? Because I think Michael could do with a practice, do you think? And then we'll leave it there. Right? So after two. One, two. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Thank you very much.